A federal privacy law that took effect this past spring provides new protections for patients' medical information. Many doctors say the law is changing the way they do business, but many journalists say the law is having an unintended effect, cutting the public off from important safety information. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Reporter Tom Spaulding of the Indianapolis Star learned how the new privacy law was going to change his job when he showed up at an accident scene last month. 13 painters had been severely burned while riding in a truck that caught fire. Spaulding says fire officials would not even confirm what he heard directly from eyewitnesses.
I got to the scene with the truck still smoldering and had witnesses describing the painters walking out of the truck with dripping skin and melted shoes, and yet the fire department got to the scene. They couldn't even tell us that the people were burned.
Spaulding says fire officials used to give him basic information pretty freely, but those same officials now point to federal privacy law and say they have to keep mum. That's despite the fact that the fire chief in this case had a clear interest in getting safety information out to the public.
Certainly he wants to be able to tell people what happened in their backyards, and even he can't describe anything beyond what we see right in front of our face.
Reporters in Chicago say they had the same experience in June when a porch collapsed, killing 13 people. Chicago Tribune Metro editor Hank Gratteau says health officials refused to give out any information about victims. That made it tough for her reporters to answer critical public safety questions.
Was there some warning before the porch collapse? There was some confusing information and conflicting accounts as to the number of people who were on the porch.
Some reporters say this is the result of overly cautious administrators who fear the serious fines and jail terms that privacy violators can face. But privacy consultant Robert Gelman says the new law is finally getting healthcare workers to take privacy seriously.
The medical profession has always said that confidentiality is really important, but when you looked at what they've done over the past three decades, they've done nothing.
Gelman says the rule will not block the release of genuine public safety information. He says reporters just have to work a little harder, and that's appropriate.
Reporters want to sit there and have data handed to them by hospitals so they don't have to go out and play reporter. And I think that in the case of the Chicago porch incident, you can go talk to the police, you can go talk to witnesses, you can go talk to neighbors, you can go talk to patients.
That's because the law only limits what healthcare workers can say. It doesn't stop reporters from seeking that information elsewhere. And Rick Campanelli of the Department of Health and Human Services says the law doesn't really block anything. It just gives patients control over their personal information.
The key thing here is that nothing in the privacy rule stops reporters from getting patient health information, as long as the patient wants them to have that information. It really only affects press access in situations where the patient doesn't want that information released publicly.
Journalism advocacy groups say the law may help individuals, but it harms the public's right to know. Rebecca Doherty of the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press points to the Tuskegee experiment, which allowed black men with syphilis to go untreated so their symptoms might be observed.
And it was only when a doctor talked to an AP reporter that anything at all was done about the Tuskegee experiment.
Doherty says stories like that will never get out if healthcare workers clam up out of fear they might violate the new privacy standards. Larry Abramson, NPR News.